The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
It's time to go inside. Inside the stats. Inside the game. Inside the mind of Al Eschbach.
Hello! Can anybody hear me?
It's Inside Sports on 98.1 FM. WWLS. The Sports Animal.
And I'm back on this Monday. A little chilly out there today, Tony, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to have to put on a coat.
I'd say that would be smart. It got colder. When I went to class, it was fine. And I get out of class and I go, man, it's gotten cold.
They said it's what's supposed to get colder, too?
I think tomorrow night it's going to blow freezing.
Hmm. Well, I don't know why we're acting surprised. Here it is, what you told
mid-October. Me. Mid-October. But next week it's in the 80s.
Yeah.
Or later this week it's in the 80s.
Enjoy them while you can. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we could have a Halloween that's in the 80s.
Yeah, beats an ice storm.
Yeah. What was the date? Get the exact date of that 2 years ago, Tony. I mean, unbelievable what happened 2 years ago.
October 27th.
Wow. Isn't that something?
I remember it like yesterday.
10 days ago. It will be 10 days from now. That is... Yeah, that... And I tried to get a hotel room, and then I wound up sleeping with a leather jacket on because I couldn't get a hotel room. I mean, with no electricity. Oh, that was horrible.
You don't want to go back to that, do you?
No. No. Don't want to go back to that at all. So did you watch any football movies? You used to do watching vampire movies.
I watched that along with the vampire show. I watched a little bit of football last night, the Cardinals game and Cowboys game. I watched a little bit in NFL yesterday, so it was good.
Did you watch any of Dahmer?
No, I was going to get to that.
So you're watching vampires over Dahmer?
No, I'm getting to that. I just saw this. It was two episodes in. It's the start of a series. I heard about it. I go, yeah, I'm going to watch this thing. And I'm kind of glad I did. It's a really good show.
Yeah, you know what my chance of watching that is?
0.0.
Saturday might have been the greatest day watching college football from the morning till the night, watching USC go down in flames.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That was all the games. It was unbelievable. The Alabama-Tennessee game was a game for the ages.
That's all game. What Tennessee had really taken it to him the whole game. I remember hearing you talk
and
about
then
it.
It looks like Alabama's going to win the ball, kick a field goal, you win the thing, it looks like, and they miss it. And it gives Tennessee a few seconds. They go down and kick a knuckleball field goal. So it was just the emotions when Tennessee fans are going, we're losing this game. It's over. And then they win the game. So it just, I can imagine the Alabama fans.
Well, you heard Dean. The decline of Nick Saban already. He's lost one game. My gosh.
Well, they aren't as good as they were. I mean,
there's no doubt
they
about
could have
that.
Three losses by now.
Right.
They could have lost to Texas and to A&M. So, but he's going to get it back. Nick Saban ain't going anywhere. I mean, but they are not as good as they've been.
Boy, so, I bet Texas really kicks themselves. They lost that game to Alabama.
Well, Ewers got hurt. I mean, if Ewers doesn't get hurt, they win the game, I think. So, Then the Oklahoma State, it's a heartbreaking game for Oklahoma State to lose. OU back on the winning track now. You got to figure out to win two more games, go to a bowl game. The college football, sadly, the overtime game with Michigan State, Wisconsin, that was a great game. All the games, Kentucky, Mississippi State was a pretty good game. Just a wonderful Saturday for college football. And we got the baseball players going on. Good news, the Dodgers are out. A team that thinks money can buy championships, well, it didn't this year. My Giants, only one loss this year. That was a great game, beating Baltimore. It'll advise interception by Action Jackson. It was a great week. It was a fun week, fun weekend. And your schoolwork is easy now, easier?
Yeah, just like your grading. I don't know about the grading part, but it seems to be a lot easier. That class is over with. I can actually sit back and kind of get into the 16 weeks of it.
Now, how's your Kiowa course?
Kiowa?
Kiowa.
I'm making a 94 in there.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Say, how are you in Kiowa?
Al, put me on the spot like this.
You don't know it? Come on. You got a 94. You know to say, how are you?
Hot I am dough.
Pretty good, thank you.
I'm aboyom dough. That's means you're well.
That's like, when I go to Thailand, I just need to know a few sayings. That's it, gets me by.
What gets you by? I've often wondered, like, your language, how does it work for you? You know, what are the words you know in Thai?
Okay. Kapinta. Kupinta. Kupinta.
What does that do for you?
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know some other words I can't repeat, but...
What about help? You know help?
Help? No, I play the Beatles song.
That gets the point across, I guess.
Gets the point across, yeah. Sure. Here's what's interesting. If the person doesn't speak Thai, the phone translates it. They'll have a phone and it says something, blah, blah, blah. But most of the people, I say 90% of most of the people that I've been with around in Thailand, they speak good enough English that you can communicate.
Like, I often wonder how in the world you managed in Colombia as many times as you did.
Oh, it was horrible. It was nobody. I mean, nobody. I got a student in my class from Colombia. I told you that.
Yes.
Speaks three languages now, and he's going for a fourth.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive. I'm lucky I can speak one language, right?
Yeah, three or four languages. My God.
He speaks Spanish, English, Italian, and now he's working on French.
Why not, right? Why not?
Right. Yeah. Why not? If you had to want to speak another language, what would it be?
Italian.
Yeah, Italian. I like Italian, too. I took Italian in high school.
Did you?
You know how much I remembered?
0.0.
That's exactly right. I mean, with Kiowa, how much do your parents speak Kiowa?
It's the conjugation. It's putting the complete sentence together. I know a lot of vocabulary. My father taught me a lot of vocabulary, but it's not like my grandparents. My grandparents, they'd speak 10 minutes splotches of just Kiowa. You couldn't know English.
Know any German?
No.
Achtung. Achtung.
Attention.
Yes. That's what you said. You didn't know any.
Well, give me a point. Yeah.
I like the way they say it, Achtung, right?
There's such force.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I did watch a movie over the weekend.
What?
It was called The Captain, and it had subtitles, but it was about the period leading up to the end of the war. It was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, subtitles. I'm not doing it, man.
That was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Yeah. Not doing it. By the way, I had a hot toddy the other night.
Only one?
Yeah. Did me no good. Mm. And it wasn't that good tasting. Probably need more alcohol in it.
You did the honey and the whole bit, lemon juice and all this?
Yeah. Yeah. And whiskey.
What kind did you end up going with?
I have no idea what they put in it.
Oh, you did it at the place?
It's all going to taste the same to me. You're gonna taste the lemon and the honey, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would think the stronger the whiskey, the better.
Probably. I was struggling Saturday to talk.
I listened
and
I
was
for a little
Friday
bit.
Too.
What? I listened in a little bit. It didn't sound terrible.
Well, I got a lot. What's wrong, Al? What's wrong, Al? What's wrong? I got allergies. I'm taking some. I have no idea what I'm taking.
I hope it works out for you.
No, I took the one thing that I forget what it was called. It's in capsules, man. I don't like swallowing capsules.
Really?
Yeah.
An aversion to that?
No. I'll do it. It's easy with the little red pills. Right?
Yeah, but I found it easy with the capsules, too.
Oh, you got to give me a song.
Can I pick this one? There's only one answer?
No.
Really?
Yeah. You're struggling, aren't you?
Maybe.
Okay. The Rolling Stones.
The Obvious.
I would think so. Yeah, The Obvious. Let's see how obvious it is and just still struggling.
Well, sometimes these things are obvious and sometimes they're not.
Okay. What do you got?
This is one that I think it was bumper song music at one point, right?
I think you were correct.
Okay,
yes,
I'm on to something here.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say,
first song ever made about prescription drugs.
That's interesting. I wonder how many other songs fall into that unique genre.
I mean,
Bill songs.
That's kind of funny. I mean, think of it that back then, that's in the Mother's Little Help was probably, what, about 65 or something like that?
Probably be my guess.
Mid 60s, I would think. Lyrics are great. Lyrics by the Rolling Stones. We got Derek's excited now because his Broncos are playing. Tonight. How about Philadelphia Eagles? Undefeated, man. Jalen Hurts.
Good for him. Good, that was a good game yesterday.
For him. Yeah. 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 Good for Jalen Hurts. So my Giants, you know, second in that division. So it's a pretty good division though. Really, really good. Some good NFL games yesterday. Absolutely good NFL games. So, yeah, we're seeing changing the guard. Quarterbacks in the NFL.
So
changing
wild,
the guard.
So wild to see. How about Brady melting down yesterday? You see the meltdown? Brady yelling his O-line?
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's not a good look, right?
Not at all. Not going out like that, you know?
No. No. And we still don't know what's going on in his personal life.
I bet that's a mess. What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, Tony, you got kids like that, man. And dude, retire. Spend time with your kids.
You know what's one more championship on the finger of ring?
Yeah.
We already consider him the best of all time.
Right. I tell you, Belichick's doing a good job with New England.
Surprisingly so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mac Jones is benched. So it's some pretty, pretty good storylines in the NFL. Pretty good storylines also in college football. Some great storylines in college football, as a matter of fact. And still a lot to be on. Tough loss for Oklahoma State. Really, really, really tough. I'm surprised that Texas is such a big favorite this weekend. Really shocked that they are a big favorite. That game in Stillwater. And by the way, Tony, got a tie for next week's OU-Iowa State game. You know what it is?
I don't know.
Well, take a guess.
I don't know.
11 a.m. Like I mean, it's just unbelievable.
True to fashion, keeping right in form.
Just unbelievable. Crazy. Okay, we're going to come back, take a break. Going to be telling you about Parkridge Medical Clinic, all the great things that they do there. Take calls, get some lines open, call, and we will talk. 98.1 FM, WWLS Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma.
Call, and we will talk. 98.1 FM, WWLS Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma.
I don't know if I can do a show now.
Stay with us.
Message marked urgent.
Want to share your take? Call the Lucky Star Line at 405-900-WWLS.
There's something wrong with the phone!
Powered by Lucky Star Casino. Agree?
He's right.
Disagree?
They're both right.
Yeah, yeah.
Win free tickets and prizes. Save it on your phone. The Lucky Star Line is 405-900-WWLS. 98.1 FM. WWLS. The Sports Animal. The Sports Animal Studios. Powered by the OKC Thunder. Create your perfect lineup. Build your custom Thunder ticket membership plan for the 2022-23 season today. Visit OKCThunder.com/start now.
And I'm back. And let's go to Andrew from Parkridge Medical Clinic. Andrew, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. How are you today?
Great, great. Hey, let me tell you. Parkridge Medical uses solutions without pills, invasive injection surgery or surgery. Give me a breakdown. How does this stuff work?
Well, if you're struggling with erectile dysfunction, what you'll hear a lot of out there is pills and injections. I don't know any man that wants to get a needle in this part of the body. Parkridge Medical Clinic uses a technology called wave therapy. Not a pill, not a needle. Pressure waves repair the blood vessels and are clinically shown to improve blood flow enough we can get rid of the erectile dysfunction without any of the pills or needles.
What about recovery time from the procedure?
Well, no recovery time. This is so easy. Men do it on their lunch break. You walk out of the clinic feeling normal. It's a 15-minute session, no downtime, no recovery time.
What about people with high cholesterol, high blood pressure, obesity, heart disease? Can all be serious medical conditions that often result and a common symptom, ED. What are some of the risks in the traditional ED methods when a man is living with these conditions?
Well, traditionally, it's been the pills. And some of the things that you mentioned, it actually makes it so it's not safe to take the pill. So a man is left with no hope. He has erectile dysfunction. He can't take the pill. He can't do anything about it. It is totally safe to take our treatments, even if you have some of those conditions.
What about you? You got couples that come into your clinic and What do they say about your procedure, the couples when they
come
in?
Oh, certainly they do. We have a lot of spouses that call on behalf of their men. They come in with their man. Couples tell us, hey, the intimacy is back. The blood is flowing naturally. That is a great thing for spontaneity.
You know, what makes what you're doing different?
Well, we are treating the root cause problem of erectile dysfunction, which is damaged blood vessels. We're not putting a Band-Aid on it. This isn't just a temporary fix. We're really going to the root cause of the problem. And that, I mean, as far as I know, it's the first and only technology that does that.
Okay. You got any specials going on?
We certainly do. Grab your phone. Give us a call here at Parkridge Medical Clinic if you want to do something about your erectile dysfunction. The exam, assessment, the blood flow ultrasound, all free. And this gift, I call it Rapid Results in the Bedroom. I think you'll really love it. It's all no charge.
Give a call now, 405-839-7000, 405-839-7000. Andrew, have a great day.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
See ya. Andrew from Park Ridge Medical Clinic. Let's get to the telephones. I'm ready to take phone calls. Let's go to Blaine.
Hey, Al. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I don't like following the call about erectile dysfunction, but I'm down.
You'll take the challenge.
Well, I mean, my wife would like it one way or another, I'll tell you that. So I talked to you, Al, I don't know, it's probably about 2 months ago, but I'm headed out in about a month and a half to Colombia. We talked about that shortly. My wife's Colombian, and I'm going to Bogota, Cartagena, Santa Marta. And, yeah, I think that's it. I don't know. She's got everything planned for us. But the closer I get to this trip, the more scared I get. And your stories don't help me, but especially my wife telling me, it's like, Blaine, you can't talk the way you do. You can't say the things you do. You won't come home. So I'm just putting that out there just to say, hey, if I call you back after, then you know I survived.
No, you'll be okay. I mean, you're with a Colombian.
You told me before, since my wife's Colombian, that I should be okay.
Yeah, you're fine because she's Colombia. You're fine. Let me tell you something. Are you going to rent a car? What are you going to do? What's your mode of transportation?
Well, we're still trying to decide on that. We might rent a car just for some of the portion, but she's kind of afraid of that because she said that, you know, if we rent a car, it'll get stolen.
Just take Uber. I've had great experience with it. Do not take taxis. Take Uber.
Well, most of what we're doing is, like, Bogota is where my wife's from, and then we're going to Medellin for 3 days for New Year's. But we're just going there for a short stint, so we're getting traveling taken care of there. And then we're flying to Cartagena from Santa Marta. So we'll just kind of see how all that works out. I can't wait. I've heard nothing but good things outside of just me being a smart ass.
You'll love it. You'll have a great time. The food is the beef might be the best beef I've had in the world. Okay, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't wait. Now the main thing that I was calling about is you made a comment on Friday, and none of this is sports related, obviously. But I've been watching that Dahmer show, and you brought it up. I looked up a character on that show because I was like, who is that guy?
Yeah.
Who is it? And whenever I did it, I saw that Molly Ringwald is the wife.
I know. The mother.
Blown.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched her after it said that. I was like, there's no way. Is there a different Molly Ringwald?
I know. Yeah.
And I mean, I watched it and you see little steps to where you can see that it's like, oh, yeah, that is the same girl. But, oh, my gosh, she looks completely different.
Yeah. I would have never believed it. Never in a million years would I pick her out to be Molly Ringwald.
I had to watch it over and over just to finally see her lip movement to where I believed it was even her. Because I'm like, there's no way that's the girl from Pretty in Pink, Breakfast Club, all the shows that we grew up
16
to.
16 Candles.
I just could not believe it. But, yeah, I heard that last week, and I almost called you. I think it was Friday, and I was driving and couldn't call. But I was like,
did you agree.
Holy cow, in the world?
Did you like Dahmer?
Yeah, it was disturbing just to see what went through. But it's almost more disturbing because I almost felt for the guy. Like whenever you go through
that
show
disturbing.
And see what he dealt with mentally.
Yeah, he was
my daughter's special needs, so I know that there are things that just affect people's minds in different ways, but I almost actually felt for the guy if that is kind of a true situation and that's who he was.
Sure.
'Cause he was on the show so friendly and everything like that. And he's like, I don't want to do this. It's just something that's embedded in my body. And it kind of makes you feel sad for him. But at the same time, you're disgusted by what he did. And I don't even know how to feel like that. Part of those shows I was watching with my wife and I'm like, babe, I can't even watch this. This is... It's gross
wicked.
And
it's wicked. It really is wicked.
It is very, very wicked. So, yeah. But all right, man, I'll keep listening.
Okay, take care.
Love you guys. See, always love what you do.
It is interesting that he didn't cut up women. But he was gay, so he liked eating men instead, right?
Yeah, I guess that seems to be what happened.
Yeah. Didn't have an appetite for women, just for men. I wonder if he cut, like, some parts of the body, was an appetizer, some a main course, some a dessert. How do you do it that way, right?
Right, and to choose which I'm going to save for the next sitting. And put
wouldn't
it
have been great if he could have put out a menu and how much he charged for each part of the body and everything, right?
It would be more.
You've never thought about stuff like this.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It'd be more interesting to see who showed up to partake in the menu.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, who's on the guest list for that?
Yeah. Now, you got some toes, but how big are the toes? A small toe or your thumb costs more than a pinky because you're getting more meat on a thumb.
Is the toe considered bad form or rotten if it has, like, toe jam or it has, like, the fungus on the toenail? Is that bad news?
That'd probably be bad news, yeah. There's fungus among us. That'd be bad news. 405-900-WS. Larry, what's happening, Larry?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
All right, what are you talking about? Buckeye Dahmer?
He went to Ohio State. Got kicked out.
Yeah, he didn't graduate?
Flunked out his first semester.
Hey, who makes the schedule up for college? Because Ohio State was supposed to go red out with Iowa, and the Penn State was at 2:30, and now they're at the big noon, and Penn State's prime time with Minnesota.
The networks
trying to set Ohio State up.
The networks make the schedule.
They're trying to set Ohio State up for the Penn State whiteout. Are they going to have two night games in a row? Because they're on at night. Against Minnesota, Saturday night.
Who's on against Minnesota?
Minnesota is at Penn State on ABC, the night game.
Okay.
Ohio State was supposed to be that with a red out with Iowa, and now they're on at noon. Then they got Penn State the next week at Penn State.
That's
you're shutting the Buckeyes up. Huh?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Who does that, though, the networks?
The networks do.
Huh.
Absolutely. They make the decision. All right. What's the all right? Okay?
So the Heisman's his to win then, huh? Pretty much.
That what?
The Heisman is C.J. Stroud's to win pretty much.
It isn't. It's early yet. There are a lot of games. I remember where Tua had a lead and lost it the last weekend to Kyler Murray. So, no, I vote in the Heisman. And it's a long way. It's a long ways to go yet to determine who's going to win the Heisman. But he is he's the leader right now. He Caleb Williams is up there. Bryce Young. So
yeah, they got a loss, both of them. Who do you think has the best?
But you know what? When I vote for the Heisman, I don't care what the record is. It's who the best player is.
Yeah, well, look at Winkie and Josh Heupel. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. Yeah. No. Yeah.
It's gotten worse since then. That's how they vote.
Both then Winkie had one loss and OU was undefeated. So Winkie won the Heisman with one loss and Heupel was undefeated.
Oh, they had a loss that year?
Yeah. Florida State had one loss.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
Okay. See, taking your calls. Derek, what's happening, Derek?
Man, just get ready for this game, Al. It's make or break. This is the make or break game of the season right here.
You're right. I mean, it is no doubt about it.
I'm looking at the standings, Al. If you look them up in the AFC, Denver wins this. They're in the whole bunch of all the 3-3. There's a whole bunch of teams that are like 3-3. Like it's a lot of 3-3 teams. It's a lot of parity right now in the NFL and the AFC.
Yeah, no, I agree. And Buffalo's the best, and probably Kansas City the second best in the AFC.
Man, that Buffalo game, I tell you, that Buffalo Bill team, you know what that was? That was a statement game. That was like, guess what, Mahomes and Kansas City, you're going to become playing in our house later in the year, finally. That's what that statement was.
Yeah, it was a big win for them, no doubt. Two great teams going against each other. Great game.
And here's something I didn't realize. You know, Mahomes hasn't played one road playoff game in his career yet. They've been so good, they've been playing at home all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's never had to go on the road in the playoffs yet.
Well, we'll see what he does. I think it's pretty good, so I think he'll do pretty well.
But, man, I tell you, that Allen, I think Allen's the best player in the league now. That guy, that play he made where he jumped over the cornerback on that run.
Was unbelievable.
I mean, his talent, his athleticism, his arm. I mean, he's smart. He can make every throw. He's not intimidated by that crowd.
No, I spoke to my sons, and we bring up, you know, the old guard of quarterbacks, Rodgers, Brady, Stafford, your guy in Denver. I mean, it's a new guy. It's the young guns now quarterbacking in the league.
Man, yeah, I tell you, Burrow's starting to get it back together again. He kind of struggled at the beginning of the year, but he's kind of starting to look like Burrow again.
Jackson threw a terrible interception yesterday against my Giants.
Well, you know, the funny thing, you know, Al, that same play, it's funny you say, you know, that same interception was basically the same way Mahomes threw his pick. He got pressured, and he threw that bad pick. Von Miller, by the way, I miss Von Miller. Von Miller made the play of the game. He forced Mahomes to throw a bad pass because he was right all over him, and Mahomes throws that bad pick because he was forced to throw it because Von Miller forced him. And it was the same type of play as the Giants forced Lamar Jackson. Forced him to throw the pick when he had to go to his right.
Yep, that's exactly right. Exactly.
I got to give it to your Giants, Al. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't really a believer of your Giants. I was like, man, this team, I don't know about this team. But, man, that was an impressive beating the Ravens. Like, let's be honest, beating the Packers, that was an okay win. But the Jets just dominated the Packers in Green Bay.
You're right. They got problems.
Green Bay is not that good. But the Ravens are a good football team. That was a good statement win for you guys. You guys are a playoff team, I think.
Got a chance. Now, remember, they got to play the Eagles twice this year. So, Philadelphia's really good. Really good.
Well, Philadelphia is looking like a team that's got the complete team in the NFC.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, I agree. They're good. They're good. They can run the ball. They can throw it. Defensively, they're really good.
I mean, they got the whole package. They got a good running game. They got good receivers. They got the quarterback. He doesn't seem like a young – Hurts doesn't seem like a young quarterback to me. He just seems so mature.
You're right about that. Yeah, yeah. That's a good point. He really does. So
he doesn't seem like a guy that's only been in the league for a couple of years. He just seems so mature and, like, and just calm. He doesn't seem like the game gets too much for him.
Yeah,
he doesn't get rattled, really.
No, not at all. Hey, I appreciate that. Come on. See ya. We're going to come back. We're going to be telling you more about Park Ridge Medical Clinic, 98.1 FM, Denver Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next. Sports Morning with Craig Humphreys.
Mike Gundy has been there. He's been involved in a lot of these big matchups. I thought his decisions on when to punt, when to go for it was great the other day. He had his team ready to play when they took the field. That first half was a thing of art. Then they tack on the kickoff return to start the second half. Kicking game is another part of coaching. I think it's what you emphasize. Special teams were the difference in this game. I thought it was Gundy at his best on Saturday.
Sports Morning with Craig Humphreys, weekday mornings 9 to noon on WWLS. The Sports
Animal. You can always connect with the Sports Animal on our Lucky Star lines. They're wide open outside of the line Rick's on tonight. We'll speak with Al next. 405-900-WWLS. You can text your comments on the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. To opt in, text Animal. That's the first time, okay? Text Animal to 62582, and then thereafter, you can just text a comment to 62582. You've opted in. That's how it works. Al takes your phone calls right now.
And back to take your phone calls is what we're doing. Let's get the flying through. Let's talk. Let's go to Rick. You're up, Rick.
Hey, Al, listened to you for a long time, but I have a little story about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Go ahead.
I had a friend of mine that retired from the Colorado prison system. He'd been in it for a long time. He was a counselor, and he worked out with inmates. And I guess the guy that killed Dahmer was transferred into my buddy's, under his care. And I guess when my friend Brendan retired, he came in and announced he was retiring, and the guy that killed Jeffrey Dahmer broke down and started crying.
Really?
That's what he said. I thought that was one of the craziest stories I've ever heard. The guy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
That's a trip. Wow. I just had to share it with somebody because it was one of those one-off stories. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, appreciate it. See, imagine, I used to hang with Jeffrey Dahmer.
I don't think that dude did much hanging with Jeffrey Dahmer.
I would say that you are absolutely correct. You don't hang out with Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, that's just insanity. I mean, total insanity. You think about being a serial killer?
No, I never really gave that serious thought.
Okay, that's good. Parents did a good job of raising you, Tony.
Yeah, thank goodness for this.
Let's get calls going. Jeff, you're up, Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the animal.
Hey, Al. How we doing this evening?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Well, I called Mark Rogers the other day and made this comment. You know, there's two things in life that are real certain, death and taxes. There might be one more. Got to try to keep our failure quarterback healthy, looks like. So,
you need it.
His backup is not good at all, don't seem like. So,
no, not. I think that's pretty obvious.
Right.
Absolutely.
He said the freshman just wasn't ready to play yet, I guess.
No, he's not. No.
Well, okay. Well, that's the third one. Who's behind the second guy? He hasn't played yet, has he?
General Booty, no.
Booty?
Yeah.
They call him General Booty, I guess, don't they?
General Booty, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so. I don't know.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
me. Yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen. Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the Road to a Podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
It's a work in progress, looks like. I don't know. It's kind of been embarrassing the last several weeks, but maybe, hopefully, they can turn it around and, you know, at least make it to a bowl and, you know, try to make a little bit of progress. So if they can do that, I guess that might be what this year is going to be about. So anyway.
But. Yeah, I mean, they got five games left. You got to at least get bowl eligible. Or is he the total disaster?
Right. So, yeah. Well, have they announced the time for the Iowa State kickoff yet?
Yeah, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. 11
Wonderful,
o'clock.
Isn't it?
Haven't all of them been like... No, there was one night game. Well, the rest of them have been 11 o'clock, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's absolutely a joke. I mean, it really is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think it's like four or five, 11 o'clock, last by game, four have been at 11 a.m.
What network's going to be on, do you know?
I have no clue. I mean, it's either Fox or ESPN.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Al. Have a good one.
That's hopefully when they get into the Southeast Conference, they won't have as many of these 11 a.m. kickoffs. It just, And I don't understand why they think that's the best, next best time to night games. It just makes no sense to me. Let me tell you about Park Ridge Medical Clinic. One of the only clinics in Oklahoma to use acoustic wave therapy, a new, safe, effective breakthrough solution for treating those struggling with ED. And Park Ridge Medical Clinic only uses the most advanced, most powerful version of the new therapy. Give them a call, 405-839-7000. 405-839-7000. We're going to go back one more hour to take your phone calls as we do this.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8.
All right. Let's pick the draft order and get things going.
Do it.
The Sports Animal and the Morning Animals want to upgrade your man cave. Listen Thursday mornings throughout the football season to play fantasy football with the Morning Animals and get qualified to win a new 55-inch Sony 4K HD TV from Harry's TV and Appliance, Verona Theater seating from Family Leisure, and a Bud Light Mini Fridge. Official contest rules on thesportsanimal.com. Upgrade your man cave with the Morning Animals and 98.1 FM. WWLS, the Sports Animal. WWLS FM, the Village, Oklahoma City. Your home of the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Sports Animal. A Cumulus Media Station.
In the back, in for Park Ridge Medical Clinic, going to be telling you all about it. What about Trade Pros Heat and Air Tech's Nation Line, Tony?
Al, what are your thoughts on Tottenham Hotspurs and Man United game on Wednesday?
Okay, what's the next one? Why would you read that to me?
I'm just reading. You have me read these things, and I'm just
reading. No, I have you read the interesting ones.
The kid from Tennessee is leading the quarterback in Heisman, or the leading quarterback in the Heisman.
He says he is?
Yes, that's what this texter said.
Okay, I'm going to find out right now. Las Vegas odds for Heisman Trophy. Let's go right here and see what we got. Okay. What do we got here? I think he's right, though. I think. Okay. Okay. Give me the odds. Give me the odds. See if you can get odds for the Heisman Trophy. This just angers me. Try again. Okay.
Stroud.
TJ Stroud is okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then who's next?
Stroud, Hooker, yeah, Tennessee.
He's second?
Yes.
Okay. And then
Caleb third.
Okay. Caleb will win it next year. No, we may not. I don't like Lincoln Riley. None of us like him. But he's a hell of a coach. What he's done with them, he's a hell of a coach. And then he cries at the game. What a joke, man. Dude. But offensively there, Caleb is so good. Oh, man, he's just a generational talent. Really, really is. Okay, let's get a phone. Let's go to Jay.
Hey, Al.
Yeah, what's going on, Jay?
Hey, whenever y'all were doing that Swami song.
Yeah.
Do you remember the MASH episode when Klinger sang that?
I do not.
He was out.
Really?
He was doing guard duty, and one of the buses came in, you know, with a wounded person, and the spotlight shines on him, you know, and he's in his skirt and stuff, and he starts singing that, Swami, Swami.
Oh, my goodness. That is unbelievable. Crazy.
Hey, y'all were talking about Sandy Koufax last week, I think. Do you remember Yogi Bear's line on Sandy Koufax?
When
he when he went 25-5. He goes, yeah, I can believe you won 25 games. He goes, the thing I can't believe is that he lost five.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
That's a great line.
I had a friend of mine went to Houston, you know, when Houston was, of course, in the National League, and Sandy Koufax was warming up, and he said he was just burning it in there. And then the pitching coach came out there, and Sandy goes, I can't pitch. I just don't have my good stuff. I can't pitch. And so he didn't pitch, but he goes, he's just firing it in there so hard that it's just kind of unbelievable.
For a period of time, he was the best pitcher in the history of baseball.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, I'm not really old enough to remember him, except, you know, I remember my dad talking, you know, about him. Hey, I don't want to be a pessimist, but, you know, let's say that Brent Venables is not the coach, you know, we think he is, and in 3 years, you know, it's just not working out. How bad does that set the OU program back?
Oh, it sets it back massively because you're going into this SEC.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to work out. And I mean, I think he'll get his players in there, and they'll learn his system, and they'll work out. But I sure hope it's not, you know, a John Blake, you know. That.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go there. I think, yeah.
No. I don't think so either. I just, you know, Bob Stoops was, you know, great, still is. I mean, you know, I just hope that, you know, it just works out so that when we go to the SEC, it's not a rebuilding for somebody else.
You got to be ready to go. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Al.
See ya. By the way, I watched Tony, a great sports documentary last night on Nolan Ryan.
Oh, yeah?
Tremendous, yeah. It's real, and his idol was Sandy Koufax.
He was a hell of a good pitcher, Al.
I got to bring some of Jim tomorrow. It was like the last game of the season, and he had a chance to break Koufax's record for strikeouts in a game. He needed 16 to go, and he wound up breaking it in like 11 innings. They would never let him do that now. The manager pulled him out. And a couple of times in games, the manager came to take him out of the game, and he said, go back to the dugout. I mean, so, yeah, that it was. It's a really, really good. Gosh, I forgot he pitched until he was 46 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember what was it, the 7 no-hitters in a row? What was
Not
it
in a row.
What was it? How? What was that thing?
No, he had 7 no-hitters in his career.
Oh, in the career, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, broke, I think, the mark by Koufax. Yeah, he just, Nolan Ryan. And I told you a story last week. I mean, that, how things have changed. I was, you know, a young reporter at the Oklahoma Journal. I decided I want to interview Nolan Ryan. I drive down to Dallas and go and get a pass to Enberg. Dick Enberg was it there. Play-by-play, the Angels. You know, I said, how can I, you know, get to interview Nolan Ryan? Just before game, he takes me down to the clubhouse, right inside the Angel clubhouse, introduces me to Nolan Ryan. I get to interview him.
That's a really cool story.
Isn't it?
And yeah. He was just happy to do it for you, it sounds.
Yes.
Huh? Oh, that's too cool.
Good guy. Good guy. By the way, I never heard this guy. Dusty Hill, dead at 72. ZZ's Tops of Dusty
wow,
Hill.
Wow, really? Well, he passed away a while ago, I think.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, I think he's okay. The brother. Hang on. Yeah, the bass player, right? Yes.
I don't, you asked me about ZZ Top, Tony?
Yeah. Yeah, Dusty died in like 21, July of 21.
Why are they putting this on here now, then?
I don't know.
I mean, that just, Okay, 7 hours ago, it's been a sad week for the music world. We've just shared the sad news of former Slipknot drummer Joey Jonathan, final of his death. Wow. This time from ZZ Top legendary band Dusty, based on Dusty Hill, passed away, age of 72. So interesting. You big ZZ Top fan?
You know they are. They're all right. They have their place. Good music.
I'll just not. Now they were what, the early 70s?
Yeah, early to mid.
Okay.
Around forever.
Okay. 405-900 to bless. Taking your calls. All open. Come on, let's get them filled. Let's talk. Got the NBA starting this week. The Thunder playing Wednesday. We got so much going on, it's unbelievable.
Looks like they're going to play SGA. Is that the play?
Yeah, I think we're everything reading that SGA's will be playing. So we will see. Got the a pretty good. We'll see what kind of game we got with the Chargers and the Broncos tonight playing, and the baseball playoffs going on. I mean, we got a lot of things happening. It's just really nice to see the Dodgers go down. Those Padre fans were going absolutely nuts. Just absolutely crazy.
That's got to be tough for Kershaw. I mean, he just can't do it. It's just he can't get past it.
Well, we got Cleveland at New York baseball tonight, and it's been delayed. Ticket's not bad, Tony. You get a ticket for $88.
That's not bad.
Well, that's really cheap for a playoff game, Yankee Stadium. Really good. Weather must really be bad there in New York right now. So, we got that going on, baseball playoffs going on. But OSU Texas this week, what a big game that is for both teams. I mean, the winner stays in the running to go to Arlington for a big 12 championship. The loser's finished. So that is a huge game in Stillwater. So we'll see what happens. 405-900-WWLS. Let's go to Madeline. Tell me, please, Madeline.
Hi. So I was wondering whether you think the Thunder's going to be good this year.
No, I don't think they're going to be good this year. I think it's a season that they, in this rebuild, they need one more year. One of the great players is in the draft next year. So I think they're going to try to get in this. I think it's a tank season for the last time, is what I think.
Okay.
Okay? Take care.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. It's the first Madeline that's ever called me in my life.
That's the first Madeline I've ever transferred to you.
It's the first person I've ever talked to any Madeline.
Wow.
What, you talked to a lot of Madelines in your life?
No, but I maybe have crossed the path of one or two, but you definitively said I have never met one.
No, I never met a Madeline. Never.
Okay.
How do you spell Madeline?
M-A-D-E-L-Y-N.
M-A-D what?
E.
Okay.
L-Y-N.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So they just call her Mad?
Maddie?
I call her Mad.
Yeah.
No, Maddie's M-A-T-T-Y.
It could be D-D.
No, no. Only if you're Irish.
Okay.
Okay. See how much you learned from me?
Got it. I'm looking for them jewels.
Thank you. 405-900-WS. Buzz, talk to me, please. Go ahead, Buzz. Al?
Yes. Al, I called you last week, a week or so, about Joe Reynolds and just asked him.
I remember talking about with you about him. Yes.
So my dad is 92 years old. He's been a diehard Royals fan all his life. He's a baseball fanatic. I mean, when I was a kid, the old sporting newspaper, you know, you got that.
Oh, yeah. I used to read it like a Bible. It was unbelievable.
he did the same thing, and he's all these pages enough. He'd know the stats of every player you want to call. Total Royals. He took me and my grandpa did up in Kansas to the Kansas City A's. We got to see George Brett and all those people in there. But I asked him the other day, I said, Dad, what was the best pitcher? Who would you want to close the deal? And he said, Bob Gibson. So what do you think?
He was tough, man. He was tough.
Well, yeah. I'll tell my dad I called you, Ben, and like say, but was he as good as Nolan Ryan and these guys, or how good was he?
Well, not for longevity. I think all around he was better than Ryan. I think he didn't walk as many. His ERAs were better. But that's a great question. They're both great, and Gibson was a great athlete. Gibson played with the Harlem Globetrotters. I think he played basketball
really?
At Creighton. Yes, played basketball at Creighton University. Bob Gibson.
I didn't know that at all.
Yes.
Would he rank in the top 20 in your mind?
Yes, absolutely he would. Yes.
Top 10?
Ooh, I don't know about that. You know what? I'm going to get his lifetime stats. That's a great question. Let me go and journey and get Bob Gibson's stats. They're just unbelievable.
Did he even play for, Al?
The Cardinals.
Okay. I think he told me that. My dad's still alive. I get to talk to him sometimes, so I talk to him all the time.
Okay, let me get his stats here. Bob Gibson, I hope. Okay. He won 151 games, lost 174. ERA 2.91, under 3. So, strikeouts 300. Oh yeah, it's pretty. You know, he and Gibson, and Ryan and Clements. I mean, they're all up there. I probably put Ryan ahead of him because Ryan won over 300 games, but that's because he played until he played until he was, as I said, 46 years old.
Oh, Nolan Ryan's a beast. He was a beast.
Yeah, it's a really great documentary on Nolan Ryan on Netflix.
Well, good. I'll try to listen to that, Al.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the information.
Yeah, Gibson pitched from 1959 to 1975. He was a great, 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 great competitor. How old were you when did you start following baseball, Tony?
About 5 or 6.
Okay. Was your dad a big baseball fan?
Yes.
Is he still a big baseball fan?
Not like that, no.
Yeah. It's just so sad what's happened to the game. I mean, I try, you know, the young people, they don't know what baseball used to be like, so it's hard to compare, and they don't know why some of us are disgruntled with the sport now. So, let me tell you about Park Ridge Medical Clinic, most advanced, powerful version therapy for those struggling with ED. The treatment, needle-free, surgery-free, drug-free. They treat the root cause of ED, not just the symptoms. So you can finally say goodbye to taking a pill and all the negative side effects that go with taking a pill for good. Give a call, 405-839-7000, 405-839-7000. We're going to come back. Take more phone calls. We got a couple of open lines. We'll do that. 98.1 FM, WWLS, The Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I think so.
Al's live and local until 8. WWLS, The Sports Animal, gives you on-demand access to all of our shows with WWLS podcast at thesportsanimal.com.
Heard by millions thanks to the magic of radio.
Listen on your time, anytime, and on any device. Subscribe today. And listen to WWLS, the Sports Animals podcast, wherever you get your podcast. The Sports Sports Animal Studios, powered by the OKC Thunder. Create your perfect lineup. Build your custom Thunder ticket membership plan for the 2022-23 season today. Visit OKCThunder.com/start now.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me.
In the back. Take your phone calls. Did I ever tell you, Tony, I hate cold weather?
It's been a long time, but I remember.
Okay, just I hate cold weather. So I make that. By the way, 52 days till I go to Thailand.
But who's counting, right?
Yes, who's counting? That's exactly right. Gosh, Thanksgiving is a month and a half away, Tony.
I know, and it's crazy. And Halloween is almost here, too.
Yeah. Wow. Let's get the phones. Got a line open, call, we'll talk. Let's go to Magic Man. Talk to me, please, Magic Man.
Yeah, Al. Hey, you keep playing them songs about the building and the Rondells. I'm one of the Rondells, if you remember. But
yeah, I remember you calling.
Subject tonight is, I have a nephew, a great nephew that's playing over Clemson. He's got the number 44. That's pretty obvious. Who he likes.
Brian Bosworth is 44.
That's right. He plays, he was a 4-star in Oklahoma. I even sent the name to the folks over there, and they came out of Lakeland High School there. And now he's drinking the Kool-Aid, and he was really heartbroken when Brent Billables and Chip Daz or Chavez came over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really likes Chavez a lot. I told him to just go in the portal, come over here to big time football. But, you know, I'm pretty proud of him because he made a commitment out.
So what year is he there?
He's a sophomore.
Okay.
He's a redshirt sophomore. So he's getting some time, but last name is Penn Hoff.
Okay. Well, that's really cool. That's really – and where did he go to high school at?
Lakeland Community Christian School.
And where's that at?
Lakeland, Florida.
Okay.
So I think he played with some of the other guys that came and went here at OU. They were in that same conference. But good man, good kid.
Well, good for him. That's great. That's you. Got to be proud of him. Absolutely proud
of
him.
Yeah, we're proud of him. So anyway, play some more of that Rondell stuff, man. What's up?
Okay. Oh, see ya.
See ya.
Bill Deal and the Rondells. Let's go to Mark. Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Good, how you doing?
How are you, Tony?
I'm good,
Mark. I'm doing good. Hey, I'm out here cruising around the lake, and I got my windows down, and I got to have my heater on. It's getting that time of year, finally.
So why do you have your windows down?
Because I got my dog with me, and he hangs his head out one side, so I might as well put the other one down. I mean, I'm getting cold air in here anyway. You know what I mean? So,
that's
hey,
great,
man,
thank you,
I got
man.
A question.
Yeah.
You what? Yeah. I got a question. Who is the most famous pitcher you've ever seen pitch, you know, in person?
Well, I've seen Sandy Koufax pitch. So I've seen Nolan Ryan pitch in person.
I saw Nolan Ryan once. But I was going to ask you about a guy. Y'all were mentioning great pitchers. And I was going to ask you, guy, and he wasn't the greatest, but he could have been, or I think he might have been on his way. And for some reason, I think I saw him pitch here against the 89ers. Do you remember J.R. Richard?
Oh, I've seen J.R. Richard pitch many times. Oh, he played for the 89ers.
Oh, he played? I thought I saw him pitch against the 89ers.
No, he played him and Scipio Spinks.
It was early 80s, I don't know.
What
happened to him? Didn't he get cancer or something?
No, he had heart problems. Let me see. He could have been one of the great ones of all time.
That's what I was thinking.
He could throw the ball. He was J.R. Richard. Let me see here.
Didn't he die when he was really young?
Let me see, J.R. Richard here.
I haven't thought about him in years. But we moved up here from Texas, and I swear I saw him pitch like in the early 80s, but I thought he pitched against them because I remember seeing Ferguson Jenkins pitch for the
He did. He died at 71 years old.
71?
Yep.
Who am I thinking? I'm thinking of some dude that died really young and was a pitcher.
Well, he had some, he had some health issues.
Did he have to retire when he was young from pitching?
Yeah, yes. Maybe? Yes, he did. Okay, this is 1980. By now, Richard was among the best pitchers in baseball. When asked in 2012 who's the toughest pitcher you could get a hit off, Dale Murphy said, answered, anybody that played in the late 70s or 80s probably will give the same answer, J.R. Richard.
That's weird. You mentioned Dale Murphy. He was my favorite player in the 70s, man.
J.R. Richard had a stroke.
Yeah, that's what it was. He had a stroke.
Yep.
But when he had it, he was like young. He was 30 something years old, right?
Well, yeah, it was in 1980. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He could have been
one of the great ones of all time. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Could have been one of the great ones. Yes.
All right, man.
So, okay.
Okay. Well, have a good night.
Take care. Did you ever watch that? What was the TV series? Dallas. You watch that?
It came on before or after Dukes of Hazzard. I never watched that. I was too young.
The star was Larry, what?
Oh, Donald, or what was it, Larry, I could see his
name. J.R. Ewing.
J.R. What was it?
But what's his real name? It was, he was Mary Martin's son.
Larry Hagman, that's what it, Larry Hagman.
Boy, see how much he drank a day. See what he'll tell you how much he drank a day. It was and he got a new liver. I heard stories about how much he drank, and it just go, no human individual could drink as much as Larry Hagman did. Illness, personal life. Let's see if it tells there. Personal life. Okay. Loved marijuana. I don't care about that. Illness. He died of throat cancer.
I don't see anything here in his.
No, I wish.
About that.
You know what? Google how much did Larry Hagman drink? No, he's an I Dream of Jeannie. He was the military dude. Her boyfriend lived with him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, see if you can get how much he.
You ready for this?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right. I never was a drunk. True, I was drinking 5 bottles of champagne a day during the filming of the original series, but I was never drunk. No. I just took
5 bottles of champagne a day.
Yeah, I just took little slugs throughout the day, 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night, 12 hours.
That is unbelievable. 5? You champagne drinker?
Only on holidays. And only a little bit on holidays. Not a lot.
You ever drink Dom Perignon?
I have.
Yeah. That was one always when you go on a date. You got to get some Dom. But you know what? It all tastes the same to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yeah. It tasted different, but it wasn't like different enough that
If you didn't know it was Dom Perignon, you go, okay.
Absolutely.
I don't need to pay this money. But yeah, he was in I Dream of Jeannie.
I guess I didn't realize that.
Absolutely. Did you like that? Did you ever see that?
Absolutely, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
Barbara Eden?
Barbara Eden. She's still alive, I think.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean, really?
Well, yeah, she's still alive. She's 91 now.
Yeah. What does she look like now? Old.
Yeah. But God bless her. She's 91 years old.
Well, there was a picture of her in 2013. Not bad at all. Yeah, she was like 81 in the 80s then.
Yeah, take a look at the one in 2019, though.
Okay, where's that at? Far down?
Third row, middle, on down.
Third row in the middle, you're saying. Okay, I got one there. She's young there. Then there's one from 1987. And then her in 66. I don't see anything of one of them now.
It's there.
Okay. Okay, there's one from 2013. From her in Vienna, okay? And then the next picture is her as Jeedi, okay? And then there's one from her in 87. And then the other one. There's four pictures. That's it. So you're obviously looking at something that I'm looking at. So you say now she doesn't look good at...
Oh, I mean, she's 91 years old, you know? I mean,
okay. Okay. I'm not the one that's critical over you are.
What do you mean? Well, look at the pictures. I just told you she's 91.
Okay. Okay. She was really tiny, too, right?
And she acted with Elvis. Like, what, she in an Elvis movie?
Was she really?
I think so.
I was never big on the Elvis movies.
Yeah.
Were you?
Not really.
I was really I'm big on the Beatles movies either.
I liked the Beatles one more than I did the Elvis movies.
Yeah.
They had some stupid plot lines, but...
Yeah. No doubt about that. Let's get back to the phones. Taking your calls. Let's go to Roger and Rocky Top.
Mr. Al Eckbeck, what's going on, brother?
Man, that was a great game for the Vols.
I talked to you last week, and we talked about this,
yeah.
And we took them down.
Loved every second of it, man. I thought that was wonderful. I thought that was absolutely spectacular. Loved it.
You know, they said that Nick Saban was spotted in the Tennessee River on the goalpost paddling back to Alabama.
Uh-oh. Got the jokes going. Okay.
Al, we had to hear these jokes for 15 years.
You're right. Yeah, I don't blame you, man.
And I got one question for you, Al. One question before I get off here. I'm taking off the air. What do you think the chances now of Hendon Hooker winning the Heisman Trophy? And I'll take that off the air.
Okay, he's second right now behind Stroud. I mean, so what a great name, Hendon Hooker.
I mean, they've all got these cool names.
I mean, that is a very cool name. Hendon Hooker. He's good.
I never met a Hendon, have you?
No, I never met with a Hendon Hooker. Never. And you know, chance of me ever meeting a Hendon Hooker? A Hendon
zero
in my life?
0.0.
Now, let me ask you. Wasn't there like a blimp to Hindenburg that went down in New Jersey?
It was spelled completely different.
Okay. Okay. You said you wouldn't go on a hot air balloon, right?
No.
What about a helicopter?
Maybe.
You know what? You know, it'd be tough to get in those things with the propellers going.
You just got to duck down a little bit.
Yeah, get blown away. Right?
Chopped up. One of the two.
I mean, now the Hindenburg was a German blimp, right?
It was.
What was it doing in New Jersey?
I was going to ask you.
I never asked my parents about the Hindenburg. Something now I regret immensely.
Really?
Yeah.
Think they would have told you everything you needed to know?
I would hope so.
Like if they were there, they saw it?
Yeah, can you imagine? Well, I was there. I saw the Hindenburg go down. Oh, I shut it down. I had this. Don't believe what you read. That's a liar. The liar would do that in Saturday Night Live, right? The Hindenburg. I heard. Oh yeah. I was doing that. Took it down. Yeah.
I lit the match.
John Levitz was so good, wasn't he?
He's so good, man.
Unbelievable. Let me tell you also about Park Ridge Medical Clinic, one of the only clinics in Oakland to use acoustic wave therapy, a new safe, effective breakthrough solution for treating those with ED. Park Ridge Medical Clinic only uses the most advanced, most powerful version of new therapy. Give a call, 405-839-7000, 405-839-7000. We'll come back one more segment after we do this.
We're still live in local Oklahoma.
I don't know if I can do a show now.
Stay with us. The Morning Animal. Morning Animal.
I am disappointed that I did not see one Curtis Fitzpatrick yesterday, because I went over to the press conference thinking, no, Curtis always comes to these things.
I do, and I had a doctor's appointment I couldn't get out of.
Oh, you just hate OU. Let's be honest.
Those genital warts don't clear themselves up.
Oh, my God. Is this how we're starting today? Holy crap.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you what I was doing, Phil, but you can use your own imagination.
I just did.
That's a promo teabag until they make you take it down.
The Morning Animal. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
In the back. Back that you called. Let's go to Jimmy. You're up, Jimmy.
Al, I actually met a serial killer last year.
Who's that?
Walked in the store. She had cereal all over her shirt. Boxes were cut up. And I said, looked at her and said, you must be the serial killer. She said, yeah. And I thought that was a really nice outfit. That was a good outfit.
Beautiful.
She had a shirt with all these boxes of cereal and it was all cut up. And I said, you look like the serial killer. Hey, I was just looking at OSU's schedule from last year to this year. It's pretty unique how OSU just barely won the first few games they started with last year, and then they came on strong. They beat TCU by 63-17 last year. They beat Kansas 55-3. Of course, they lost to Iowa State. That was the only loss during the regular season.
Right.
And then, what's amazing is they actually came from behind in the Texas game that was played in Texas last year. And they end up winning like 12 points or whatever it is. And I'm trying to figure out actually if OSU had the keys to the game this week on that game. I mean, they got to definitely stop the quarterback. You know, I mean, that's the strongest part.
They got to be able to run the ball in Texas. Got to run the ball. That's a key. Got to run it.
Definitely.
Okay.
Sir.
Okay.
We'll see what happens now.
Last call, Gamecock. What's happening, Gamecock?
What's happening, Big Al?
Oh, just enjoying a lovely Monday.
A lovely Monday. Is there such a thing?
No, there isn't. But I just made that crap up anyway.
I was going to call last week. I'm a Mets fan, a Raiders fan, and an OU football fan. Which one was the worst last weekend?
Wow.
The Raiders are now 1-4. The Mets got eliminated.
Well, I think the Mets, because the week before, I mean, they were going to win that division. Then they go to the last week of the season, and Atlanta beats them. So I think that was really bad.
Yeah, I don't know what's better, when they're out of the division by June or when they do what they did this year.
Yeah, no, that's a massive disadvantage. And what's your other team?
The Raiders.
Okay, the Raiders and the Mets?
Yeah, I'm getting killed this year, man.
Yeah, my son, two sons are Raider fans.
The Hindenburg, it used to do transatlantic flights. That's what it was doing in New York.
Really?
Yeah. Can you believe a lot of people survived that thing?
Did they really?
Oh, yeah. People were jumping out of it, and it was close enough to the ground that, you know, depending on where you were in the Hindenburg, you could have survived the thing. It looked like that thing was a bomb.
Wow. I can imagine. That's unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, they've got pictures of it flying past the Empire State Building on that same flight.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, wasn't it in Jersey where it landed?
Yes, it was definitely in New Jersey where it landed. I think it might have been Freehold or someplace like that in Jersey. So,
your parents would have been alive for that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, really? that was World War II, wasn't it?
No, it was just before that.
Okay. Yeah, my parents were young then.
the 30s, but yeah.
Yeah.
There
yeah,
were people that survived that thing.
Wow, that's crazy. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, man. See ya.
It bursts into flames. Get this started. It's rising. Terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the morning fast.
I mean, that thing looks awful. Really?
Terrible. This is the worst catastrophe in the world. Oh, it's plunging. Oh, 400 or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the frame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the furniture.
Wow. 1937.
Broken up about it.
Wow, that's just look at that, Tony.
It's really
how do you survive that thing?
Hmm.
My goodness. Wow. And that's insane. Mm. Okay, that's it for me. I'll be back tomorrow at 4. Good night, Oklahoma.
It's Bud Light game time on the Sports Animal with total coverage of Oklahoma State versus Texas Saturday at 2:30. Countdown to kickoff and Bud Light game time with Gideon Hamilton and Rashawn Woods inside the RV General Store Sports Animal Mobile Studio at Eskimo Joe's. Joe State tailgate starts at 12:30 after the game. It's football feedback with your chance to sound off on the game. Sponsored by Advanced Laser and Cataract Center, Gregory Brown Farmers Insurance Agent, QC Kinetics, and the Car Crash Clinic of Dr. Martin Lopez. Your game day coverage of Oklahoma State is on 98.1 FM, WWLS, The Sports Animal.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.